This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's defense minister said he's optimistic of further Western military aid during a visit with his French counterpart in Paris on Tuesday.
So we will see, but I'm an optimist, and I think it will be as soon as possible.
Ukraine is pushing its Western allies to provide it with fighter jets a week after winning pledges of sophisticated modern tanks to help it beat back Russia's invasion force after almost a year of fighting. Speaking at a news conference following the meeting, the defense minister said he and the French minister did not discuss specific brands of fighter jets in their talks, but discussed aviation platforms to help Ukraine's ground-to-air defense. Ukraine's prime minister announced a summit with the European Union will take place in Kyiv on Friday that would send a quote-unquote powerful signal to Moscow and the world almost a year after Russia launched its invasion. Also on Tuesday, Ukraine said it was expecting up to 140 modern tanks from its Western allies as Russian forces claim new ground close to the frontline hotspot of Bakhmut. A study by anti-graft organizations find most of the world's countries fails to fight corruption. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Transparency International's 2022 Corruption Perceptions Index reveals governments hampered by corruption lack of the capacity to protect the people, while public discontent is more likely to turn into violence. In summary, corruption has made our world a more dangerous place, the index finds. The index rated 180 countries and territories. Somalia was at the bottom with 12 points out of the maximum 100, while Denmark is seen as the least corrupt this year with 90 points. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken shuttled from Israel to the occupied West Bank on Tuesday, appealing for an end to resurgent violence and reaffirming Washington's backing for a two-state solution to the decades-long conflict. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continued his Mideast tour on Tuesday in the West Bank, meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, confirming Washington's support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
What we're seeing now for Palestinians is a shrinking horizon of hope, not an expanding one. And that, too, we believe, needs to change.
Blinken crossed into the West Bank after meeting with Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant earlier that day and met Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a day before.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Winter weather is impacting a wide swath of the U.S. and bringing lots of problems, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The storm's icy grip stretches from the heel of Texas to West Virginia. It left a glaze on roadways where traction was difficult. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Driving conditions are extremely dangerous right now in many parts of the state of Texas. Approximately 1,600 roads are impacted.
Among those injured in crashes, two law enforcement officers, including one in Austin, who was already at a crash scene. More than 1,100 flights were canceled or delayed at the two big airports in Dallas-Fort Worth. Thousands of customers are without power. I'm Norman Hall.
The first papal visit to Democratic Republic of Congo since 1985 is underway, a trip that aims to highlight the human cost of decades of conflict in the mineral-rich Central African country. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Pope Francis landed in Democratic Republic of Congo on Tuesday. His visit, the first by a pope since 1985, aims to highlight the human cost of decades of conflict in the vast Central African country. Despite being rich in minerals, millions of Congo's people have been forced from their homes and live in poverty. Francis, who struggles to walk because of a knee ailment, was wheeled along the red carpet at an airport on the outskirts of the capital, Kinshasa. Along Boulevard Mumba, the arterial road connecting the airport to the city, cheering crowds gathered for a glimpse of the pontiff.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Alec Baldwin was formally charged Tuesday with involuntary manslaughter over the accidental shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the low-budget Western Rust. The actor was holding the gun during rehearsals for the film when it discharged, killing Helena Hutchins in October 2021. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.